Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management in the UniSC School of Business and Creative Industries, joins Morning Magazine again today. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, Debbie, and hello, listeners.
Wayne, last time you joined us, you briefly mentioned some of the challenges being experienced by small business owners in Queensland. Can you remind us what some of those challenges are?
Yes, well, the cost of living is a big one, Deb. This remains a huge challenge for all Queenslanders, but especially small business owners, because it impacts the cost of their supplies and the ability for customers to purchase their products and services, as prices naturally need to increase. We need to remember that customers are also facing the cost of living pressures. Now, the suppliers, and they're needing to pass on those rising costs, which increases the expenses for small business owners, which then in turn increases the prices as these are passed on to customers. Now, beyond the supplies, there's also the cost of insurance. We've recently had an increase in the minimum wage, so wage costs are increasing. Then there's taxation and regulation costs, which are very high for some industries. And then there's the rising superannuation contributions for employees. And the list goes on.
Sounds like many small businesses are doing it tough.
Yeah, most are doing it tough, Deb. A recent report by the Australian Small Business Ombudsman highlighted that up to 70% of small and family business owners are getting paid at or below the minimum wage. In some cases, small business owners are getting paid less than their employees, yet they are the ones holding the risk and they are the ones ultimately responsible for running their small business.
Wayne, what about the impact of interest rate for small business owners?
Yeah, good one, Deb. Yes. We know that about 60% of businesses in Queensland are sole traders. Many of these are home-based businesses. So if they're paying a mortgage or paying rent, interest rates can directly affect these costs. There's the well-known housing affordability issue that we're all familiar with, but there's also the housing availability issue. So as we battle to provide enough suitable housing relative to the demands of people moving to places like Moreton Bay, this puts extra pressure and therefore the lack of supply of housing pushes rents up. Now, many financial analysts are predicting a decision by the Reserve Bank to reduce interest rates in August. So this will provide, thankfully, some relief for those with a housing loan. But the cost of housing still remains a big issue when we consider all of the cost of living pressures.
So what help is there available for small business owners?
Well, there's a lot of help available, Deb, which is good news. Let's start with the Queensland Government's Business Concierge Service. This is where businesses can get connected with the many free services provided by the state government, such as financial counselling, wellness coaches, and mentoring services. Then there's local governments, including our own City of Moreton Bay, who have a large and strong expert group of economic development team members who can offer industry programs, business support initiatives, as well as workshops, webinars, and various business events. Then there are the free programs provided by Business Chamber Queensland, such as EcoBiz, where a review of your water and waste expenses can be assessed. And then this is accompanied by a report to help businesses reduce their operating expenses, which of course helps with energy costs and the bottom line. There's lots of information on the Queensland website, that's business.qld.gov.au, and you can keep up to date with all of these free supports and as well as government grants and tendering opportunities. But, you know, the most important thing is not to ever let yourself be isolated, but reach out, ask for help, investigate these free services and programs. Take the time to discuss your situation with your trusted advisors. Maybe you have friends and family who have business experience. And many accountants now are moving to a subscription-based business model where you can have constant contact with your accountant. So I recommend being in contact with them regularly, and not just at tax time. It's important for small business owners to make full use of the expertise provided by their accountant.
Great advice, Wayne, and it's always a pleasure having you in. That was Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management in the UniSC School of Business and Creative Industries, talking about the challenges faced by small business and help available. This is Moreton Bay's Own, keeping our community connected. Listen again to the podcast on 1015fm.com.au website.